So a lot of times we jump to these conclusions, right? And we don't let our men just make the decision or just do it. We were in the car again. See, a lot of this happens in the car, ladies. So we're in the car again. And we were visiting a church. We were out of town visiting a church, and I knew that James was really anxious and happy to hear the pastor. So I said to him, honey, when we get there, I'll take the kids to all their places, and you just get into the sanctuary and listen, because we were running late. So I said, honey, you do that. He said, nope, I will take Lucy to the nursery. She was like one at the time. And I'm like, no, honey, really, you wanted to see the pastor. I will take Lucy. I was so adamant, you know, like, you go in there, I will take. And he was like, no, I will take Lucy. And he said it in that sharp tone where you're like, okay, time to be quiet. So it's like, okay, I will be quiet. So he took Lucy to the nursery, and later he told me, he's like, do you know why I wanted to take Lucy to the nursery so much? And I was like, why? He said, if you took her in this foreign place, she'd cling to you, and she'd cry, and she'd throw a fit, and you'd be in there for half an hour. But with me, all I do is like drop her off, like, see ya, and she's fine. And that's why I took her to the nursery. And we have to respect that our husbands know what they're doing. A lot of times we don't think they know what they're doing, and we think we know a better way. And their different way may or may not be better, but it's better for us to submit to that way and go through that process than just to hang on to be right.